Exclusive, you ain't seen nothing yet, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent cheers strong economic growth at Breitbart policy event. By Sean Moran on July 30, 2025. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent reacted to the substantial economic growth America experienced under President Donald Trump at a Breitbart News policy event, saying you ain't seen nothing yet. Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle interviewed Secretary Bessent as the Commerce Department found economic growth, as measured by gross domestic product, grew by 3% during the second quarter of 2025, exceeding expectations. Bessent has said that economic growth has long been coming as many have worried about the potential economic effects of Trump's tariff policies, which began on April 2, which the president has referred to as Liberation Day. Treasury Secretary Bessent told Boyle, "I was trying to explain to people who panicked on April 2, we're doing peace deals, trade deals, tax deals, they are all coming together. And a lot of it is just confidence and momentum coming back. I was never concerned about what was going to happen. There was a lot of disinformation, a lot of what aboutism. What if we had this in place? What if tariffs do this? What if that?" The president has urged Americans not to be a pantsican or worry about the potential turbulence that may come with trying to enact trade deals and reshore American industry. He wrote on April 7, "The United States has a chance to do something that should have been done decades ago. Don't be weak. Don't be stupid. Don't be a panican, a new party based on weak and stupid people. Be strong, courageous, and patient, and greatness will be the result." Bessent added the big beautiful bill will continue to add confidence to America's economy. He said, "When you think of the one big beautiful, the permanence of that is the confidence it is going to build." I think it was Al Jolson after he saw the first talking movie said you ain't seen nothing yet. Bessent continued, "I think we're just going to accelerate third, fourth quarter, and I think we can go back to the 90s, where we had this very strong, non-inflationary growth for a decade. Because, right now, we're also seeing about 1% of GDP in AI spending by the hyperscalers." He added, saying in his dream world, increased artificial intelligence, AI, spending would increase to create an AI productivity boom and we can have something like the 90s. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X @SeanMoran3.